Dice Tower episode number 20.
Welcome to the Dice Tower, a podcast about card games, war games, Euro games, miniatures, but most of all, board games. Your hosts are Tom Vassell, internet reviewer extraordinaire, and Joe Stedman, vocal war game enthusiast. More about the Dice Tower can be found on the web at www.thedicetower.com. And now, here's your hosts, Tom and Joe.
All right. Okay. Well, we have two reviews for you today. Do you want to go first?
I can go first, no problem.
All right, go ahead, Joe. The review for episode 20.
All right, well, the name of the game that I'm reviewing is called Pizza Box Football. Now, Tom's actually written a review about this game on the internet, but I don't think we've done it here on the show that much. We've talked about it just a little bit. Pizza Box Football came out in 2005 by Scott Smith and Eric Smith. I guess they're brothers. Isn't that right, Tom?
As far as I know.
Yeah, and it's the name of the publisher is On the Line Game Company. I'm pretty sure they're an independent company. This is their first game. Pizza Box Football is... it's a really cool game. I just really, really like it. Tom had it before me. It's just a good game. It's a game that simulates American-style football. So when I say football, all you foreigners, I'm not talking about soccer.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's soccer, football, soccer, whatever. I'm talking about American-style football. All right, that's the good old black and blue. Anyway, Pizza Box Football really reminds me of football. I played football through high school and college, and I just it reminds me of it. It's a very, very simple game. It's called Pizza Box Football because the game itself comes in a pizza box. It's not truly a pizza box because there's no like greasy stain in the bottom of the board or nothing, but and the box is a little bit thicker maybe than your typical pizza. Maybe it's like a Chicago style pizza or something, but pizzas I'm used to aren't quite this thick. But the game itself, the way it works is the defensive player will choose one of three things. He thinks you're going to run it, he thinks you're going to pass it, or a long pass. So it's pass, short pass, or long pass. And he will choose an appropriate die color to roll in secret. And then he will reveal that die color, then the offensive player will reveal what he's going to do. The defensive player reveals what he chose, and then you roll the die. After they roll the die, then the offensive player, that'll show kind of the general effects of what happened. And then you roll again as the offensive player to find out the specific event, effects as far as how far the ball goes, if you fumble it or whatever. And it's there's plenty of interesting, or not interesting, but handy to use charts. They're laminated charts. And then according to the outcome of the plays, you move little pegs across the board. It's kind of like light bright, I guess is the best way to explain it. Little light bright pegs across the board. And there's a way to keep time on the board. When I played with my friends, I just use the regular clock. I don't use the in-game clock. You can use that, I guess. And it also comes with some optional rules that really add a lot of more strategy to the game, a lot more options. And there's some variants already on the internet for it. It's a pretty affordable game. It's brand new right now. You can find information. I think the publisher has a website. Do you know that website?
I believe it's pizzaboxfootball.com.
Yeah, pizzaboxfootball.com. Pretty complicated there. They're even coming out with an expansion that's going to cover some of the teams, so you can pick specific teams. Anything you'd like to add to that, Tom? I mean, you know a lot about this game, too.
Each team is going to come with its own card, and they have different strengths and weaknesses, and it doesn't really change the game much. Instead of using the basic chart that comes with the game,
right,
you use the chart for that team.
Right, there's a generic chart that'll say if you roll this die number, this will happen. But if you get your specific team, then it'll change it slightly according to the traditionally how that team does things. Other than that, it just reminds me really of, one of my biggest criticisms of computer football is that the end of score is always like 97 to 72 or some unrealistic score because it's so easy to score touchdowns in real life. I mean, not in real life. It's so easy to score touchdowns on the computer when you play the PlayStation or the PC or whatever. But in this, the scores are real football scores. I played with my friend Sam, and at halftime it was 7-0.
Every game I played has been very realistic. Have you played the game with your wife yet?
I haven't got her to play it with me yet. I'm still I'm trying to get her into war games. This is like a sports game, so I guess maybe I can talk her into this.
Yeah, you might be able to get her into sports first.
But I like the game, and I highly recommend it. It's not that expensive. If you like American football, and it's a good two-player game, that I think that you would enjoy. So look it up.
I agree with Joe. It's a good game. I think you should get it.
thanks for listening to today's show. Tune in each week for a new episode and a new top 10 list. If you have any questions for Tom or Joe, email them at thedicetower@gmail.com or check out the webpage, www.thedicetower.com. You've been listening to The Dice Tower.